Hi, I'm Kerry McGilvray. I'm a spiritual and business mentor, and I tap into my psychic abilities to help people develop both their spiritual side and integrate that into their business. This allows them to make better decisions and conduct business in a way that feels good to them, which brings solid growth. Today, I'm teamed up with Andrea Caldi. She is the content genius, the first person I turn to when I need help with my content in my business. Because at some point we all need help, and her knowledge is far greater than mine in all things content and strategy. She has a fantastic knack of being able to tap into her intuitive business owners and do business where they need the support and their content the most. She understands that we are energetic beings and that while most content comes from that space, it won't always fill the gaps. Take it from me. If you need help, she is the girl to go to. She will pick up your energy when yours dips. So thank you, Andrea, for being here today.
Thank you, Kerry, for helping to bring this together. Those of you watching, this is our first episode, hoping to be one of many. So forgive us any tech mishaps,
We
any
are in
lost
virtual.
or unanswered comments, because we are still both learning this platform. We are on BeLive TV, which makes it possible for us to come to you together and to also do some pretty cool stuff, which I'm responsible for. So if it's not working, it's me. And thanks, Kerry, for the awesome introduction.
You are so welcome, and you so deserve it. And just so anyone who doesn't know, it is also Mercury retrograde as well. So that also likes to play with tech stuff. So it may not be completely Andrea's fault.
Yeah, pish posh planets. Okay, so I'm just looking through the comments. We've got a couple of people here, so we're not going to call out your names one by one. So welcome to everyone who's watching. Please bring your friends. You can share them. You can share the broadcast to your personal profile or page or what have you. The more, the merrier. So yeah, we've got lots of people so far. That's great. That's
Excellent.
awesome. It's better than,
Great.
sitting here and talking to no one, isn't it?
Which is quite often how we usually
Less people to see it when you stuff it up or when I stuff it up.
Today,
Okay,
I guess.
so as our first episode today, what sort of topic are we sharing? Let's talk about why we want to do this,
I
why
think
we
that's a
came up with this
fantastic place to
idea.
start. I think that's a fantastic place to start. Would you like to go first?
Nice one, passing the ball back to me. Okay, so I used to be in the field of psychic readings and all that, and some of you might know me back from my days of doing spirit stuff and all that, which I still do, but I'm not in a public arena. What I do is I do content strategy. This is my business. I'm in the second year of my business, so Carrie and I work together. She does all the psychic stuff. And I do all the stuff she doesn't want to do because it's just too hard, techie stuff and other stuff that I'm really good at that she's not too keen on. So it's a really good pairing to bring you guys, holistic, intuitive, and spiritual practitioners, to bring you our combined knowledge to help you grow with your practice, with your spiritual practice. And when we say practice, this is something that earns you money. So a vehicle that actually grows your income, it grows your business, and brings wealth, abundance, and all that good stuff, basically. So this is why we are here, to put our heads together and discuss some topics that we think might be not only of interest to you all, but also of help as well. So yeah, how's that, Kerry?
That pretty much nails it, really. So
Yeah.
basically, Andrea is going to cover off all things content and strategy, and I will basically focus on business strategy and how to bring your business to a full-time profession and actually allow the universe to support you. Because that's the important part. If we really are here and this is our purpose and our spiritual business is our purpose, then the universe will support us. So it's really important that we understand that and we allow the universe to do that. Because when we stop and, you know, cut ourselves off and block ourselves off and tell ourselves that, you know, it's a gift and it must be given away and we can't charge for these things, and, you know, we're kind of telling the universe that we're great, we have this awesome purpose, but, you know, I don't want you to support me. So it's kind of like giving two different messages. So it's really important that we align those two messages that we want to send to the universe so that it can support us and supply all that abundance that we need, because we do live in a 3D world and a material world, and we have to pay bills. And if this is the way that we're going to pay those bills, then we need to make sure that we're aligned internally so that we can do that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's quite a departure. This kind of thinking is quite a departure from your traditional or from a traditional view of what spiritual work is, that it should be done for free and contributing to the community and all that, which aren't necessarily exclusive of each other. A lot of people think of psychic and spiritual work as something that needs to be in service, and that equates to not being paid or not being able to build abundance from it. And this is what we are here to show you, that no, you can actually do that while still remaining in alignment with that idea of being of service.
Absolutely. So, I guess it's almost like Mythbusters.
Yeah, a little bit. That would, a little bit of myth busting in this show, which is going to be the way. So right now what we're planning on is to turn up, both of us turn up at 12 p.m. Every Tuesday. And you'll be able to see the reminders come up and the posts come up. So you can actually click on the get reminder in the post and be reminded just before we go live. So you can jump on. As well, and if you miss it for some reason, you'll be able to watch it back just like as a Facebook Live later on either of our pages, and it's posted to lots of places, so
which is awesome. And for those people those people who follow me just for my readings and things like that, this will actually give you almost a little behind the scenes on more about who I am and why I do the things that I do, which is like, I know so many of them want to know that, so I think it's really important to show them that.
So let's talk a little bit about how spiritual businesses and spiritual practitioners who are in business for themselves do things differently and why.
Very, very important. So I know from experience, this is how we met.
From experience.
Funny that. But this is how we met in the beginning. So there was quite a few things that, you know, when you first start out in a spiritual business, it's all about you have to do this and you have to post here and you have to do that and you have to be present. And there's all these different things that you have to think about, you know, websites and blogs and videos and, you know, a whole schedule of posts on a Facebook page, just because you've got to be consistent. And, you know, there's a lot of things that, like, I end up like a two-year-old throwing a tantrum because I'm like, I don't want to do it. And this is how I met Andrea, because I was throwing a tantrum I didn't want to do it. And, you know, because we're energetic beings and we go on like this whole roller coaster, and some of us are really impacted by, you know, moon cycles and where planets sit or where it be downloads or upgrades that we're all going through at that particular moment in time, and our to-do list can look so daunting. And we know that, you know, when we do those things that are on that to-do list, it pulls us out of that energetic alignment where we want to be. So it's really great that you can find someone like Andrea to help you get, like, stay in your alignment and actually just be there for the customers that you need to serve, so that she can do all the stuff that kind of pulls you away from that. So it's really, it's a way to kind of balance you out, and I'm so glad that I have found her, because all the things that I want to chuck a tantrum at, I get her to do.
Here you go, catch this. And this is what I find very common with spiritual practitioners, is that they want to stay, not just that they want to stay, they need to stay in that high vibe state to be able to see client after client after client. Or even if it's not in person, it could be online, it could be email readings or what have you, distant healings and all that. And if you need to do something like, oh, I just have to write a copy for this marketing post, I've got half an hour between clients, so I have to bring myself back down, back down to earth and think of really strategic things and logical things and all those things that aren't high vibe at all. This is what makes the whole thing kind of like a roller coaster ride, because it's hard enough to raise your vibe to be in the right place to work with clients, but when you have to raise it like 5, 10 times a day to do all these different tasks, then it makes it difficult. And this is where I worked out this support system that helps people, spiritual practitioners, to stay in that high vibe state. But this starting to sound like an advertisement for myself. I'm just going to bring that back down a little bit, and back to the topic of how spiritual people do business differently. But really, this is how they do business differently. When you're an accountant, you do numbers all day. You don't have to go up and down and adjust your vibe and all that to the people that you're working with, because you're working with numbers. And it's not just accountants; many other professions, as well. But this is why spiritual practitioners are different, because I think all the stuff that you just listed with, doing the website and you have to do Facebook post or do, all these things, especially if you want to grow your business, and you look at the conventional way of doing all that, it just doesn't match. And if you are a spiritual practitioner and you try to copy that way of growing your business and doing your business, it isn't going to work. It's going to lead to burnout eventually, and then you're going to think that there is something wrong with you, that it is, you're not doing something right, or you're not doing enough of whatever.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Whereas it's not about that. You're just copying a model that, square peg round hole.
Yeah.
That's the foundation of it,
Very
I think.
much. That's us. Yeah, because I've tried that. Like in the past, I've done that over the years, and I've modeled myself off other people, because I figured if they were, nailing it, then obviously that's the way to go, right? But what I did find, exactly what you said, was that the more I modeled someone else, the worse I felt. So I would get overwhelmed, I would get sick, and I would get to the point where I just felt like I was screwing it all up. And I basically, in the last, especially in the last probably 2 months, I basically climbed into a hole and said, I'm not going anywhere, because I needed to get out of that space, because I couldn't handle anyone else's energy anymore, because it just was so overwhelming. So it's really important. Like, I sit here and preach all the time about tapping into your intuition for your business. And what I felt then was that sometimes, and we all do it, right? Sometimes we listen to the big people, and we get stuck listening to the big people because, well, they're big and surely they know what they're doing, right? Because otherwise they don't get there without knowing what they're doing. So, you listen to the big people, you get caught in that trap and that hype, and then you find that you go down the gurgler, because you energetic wise it doesn't work for you, because you don't have the energy to do that. Because when you open yourself up, you open up so much more than they do. Every post that you put out drains something from you. And
Exactly. It's a little piece of you, just like when you work with a client, a little piece of you goes into whatever you're doing. even if
Absolutely.
you're channeling energy, there's still, you know, little fragments of you getting in there here and there. So absolutely. Yeah. I wonder if anyone's watching who is feeling or has felt the same way. If you're feeling this way or if you have felt this way before, let us know. Even if you're watching this as a replay, let us know how you are going at the moment or whether there is anything that you feel like is kind of closing in on you in this way. Yeah. I think you mentioned, Kerry, about, you know, these business coaches out there that are very popular, motivational coaches. And you know how I feel about some of them.
Yes.
Because I've shared that with you. A lot of these people use language that is more commonly used in spiritual circles and in a spiritual context. And I think that is how those people attract a lot of practitioners from the spiritual and intuitive and holistic community, because people from that community are attracted to that language. But at the same time, there is a disconnection between, yeah, I'm using those words, but I'm not really understanding the energy behind it, or I'm not really projecting that energy that those spiritual people need. So it can get confusing.
And sometimes they use that language to attract spiritual people like ourselves, because they know that when we find someone who uses that language, like, oh my God, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, I must work with them. Right? And they go, here's all my money. Right? And they just throw it at them. And then all of a sudden they get into working with them and they're not like that at all. So, you know, it's so easy for people like us to get really burnt really badly.
Mm.
And, you know,
it sounds like you're speaking from first-hand experience.
I am speaking from first-hand experience. And, you know, you think that they're really, really spiritual and really get it, but when you hand over all that money and they turn around and they're completely not, and they teach you manipulative tactics, you sit there and you basically just want to cry because you just got, you know, basically manipulated into spending
all
this money.
You just got played.
Basically really got played, and you feel so judgmental of yourself and like you're an absolute failure, because, come on, seriously, shouldn't I have known? I should have picked up on that. But, you know, at times our ego will still step in and go, oh, my God, they're using those words. Quick, off you go. You know, it's safe, but it's not. So, you know, it's even gotten me to the point now where I have put a hold on working with anyone like that, because I've been burnt too many times that I just want to kind of take a break from doing any kind of courses in that kind of regard because of that, you know. So which is really one of the reasons, you know, being burnt for me is a big reason why I wanted to do this, because I don't want people to get burnt. And, you know, this interview series doesn't cost anyone anything, and it's just us giving information.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I don't want people to get burnt like that. And I want people to kind of have the opportunity to really, you know, trust their intuition when they choose who they work with, because all of us get burnt at some point. And I'm hoping that the information that we give them will save them from that, because I don't want them to kind of, you know, go through what we did.
Yeah, I think this is it's a lesson that we all learn, but I think this whole, what we just talked about, I think it all connects back to the reason why we started this conversation, is because I think from that people get the idea that this is what wealth generation must look like, that I need to deceive people to earn that level of money. Or to have that level of abundance, and that's it's the complete opposite, because they want to have the abundance, but they go, oh, is this the price? this isn't how I work. I work from authenticity. I work from honesty and the place of integrity and all that. So therefore, if I work from a place like that, it cannot bring me abundance, or it will not bring me abundance. So this is how twisted it is. But I think it's that underlying theme that prevents a lot of spiritual and intuitive practitioners from actually going full out and go, yeah, I'm charging, and this is my fee for seeing me. This is my fee for doing whatever. Why should that be any different than me charging for my services? You know, it's time spent and it's energy spent. You know, I needed to learn how to do stuff that I do. How long did it take you, Kerry, to get to where you are, to the point where you go, okay, now I'm going to run a full-time business as a psychic? How long did that take you?
I would say probably 4 or 5 years, to be honest. The first year I did diddly squat, pretty much. I had no idea what I was doing. And, you know, the first year I basically, all I did, I had no paying clients, and I just, like, I used to read for my friends and family for years, right? But when I decided this is where I wanted to go, the first year all I did was I shared memes from other pages on my page. That's all I did, right? And I only had my friends.
For free, that was, right?
For free. That was it. Yeah. Didn't do anything else. And it took me probably 18 months before I even decided to charge. And that takes a lot of mindset work to get to that stage, and confidence as well. So I actually would only do messenger readings when I first started, because that was a way for me to build my confidence. And they're still my favorite type of reading, because I channel a lot of my writing. So I find that I get so much more out in a messenger reading. Not that face-to-face is any different, but I just find that I can just go bleh and blurt it all out in a messenger reading, and I just get so much and so much clarity. And like, I do the same in face-to-face, and it's no different. But, you know, over the years I've learned that I needed to have a, you know, I needed to be consistent. I needed to make sure I had a schedule on my page so that people had something to look forward to. And I knew that they needed to understand who I was and why I do the things that I do, because that's what attracts them to me. So, you know, and I wanted to touch on what you mentioned about abundance, because abundance is, you know, so easily linked with money, but it doesn't have to be, right?
But so, that's the first place everybody goes.
I know. It's the absolute first place they go when you think of abundance. They're like, yes, someone's rolling around on a bed of cash. It's not that way at all. Like, abundance is different to everybody. You know, for me, it might mean that I never have to work another job in my life. That might be and that I support my family. That could be just the abundance that it means for me. And for someone else, it might mean that they have their Rolls Royce and their, you know, three-story mansion or whatever it is. That could be their version of what abundance means to them. And, you know, someone else might just be that they just get to be happy. You know? It's so varied, so varied, and it's so important that you understand the difference within yourself and you don't compare yourself to others, because that's where we come unstuck. The second that we start comparing, we're always going to be unhappy. And I'm constantly trying.
Patricia here is saying that money is energy as well.
And it
It is. Money is energy.
It is energy.
And absolutely.
That was the other thing I was going to say. You know, if you want to boil it all down to, it's basically physics. You know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And if we give something, then there should be an equal and opposite reaction. It's bloody physics. Like, it doesn't get any more simple than that, you know. And I can't remember. I think it was Einstein that worked that one out. But, yeah, I can't remember the scientists. They're all,
some,
you know.
Physicist a long
one
time
physicist.
Ago.
You know, I'm thinking Einstein because, you know, everyone likes him. He's cool. But, you know, one of them said that it was, you know, every equal and opposite reaction, right? That's what it's all about.
If you give a service,
you should be getting something back. That's all it is.
Elizabeth here is saying, I'm just going to put her comment. up there. Elizabeth's saying, as a psychic medium, I find it really hard to keep my energy balanced. I find after a few days of readings in my biz, I get exhausted and then need a few days to recharge. It's very frustrating from an income perspective.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very common. And I do find exactly the same thing. But what I have worked out in my time in business is that you need to pace yourself. So maybe it's not a matter of doing 6 readings each day for 3 days and then not being able to do any for 4. Maybe it's a matter of doing 3 readings each day for 6 days and not and having to, you know, a day or two off in between. Because you should have time in between each reading to ground yourself. And if you can do that, that would be really important. And make sure you're meditating to kind of get that energy balance back.
Yeah, that's self-care. And I don't know if this applies to Elizabeth or not. So if it doesn't, Elizabeth, please forgive me. But I know that it does apply to some readers, that they cram as many as they can because they feel like, oh, there's flow now, it's flowing. So let's just book in everybody and do all the readings. And then, you know, they get burnt out in a week and then for 2 weeks they can't take another reading. And it's a pattern, it's a fear pattern of abundance is coming now, so I need to grab it quickly, you know, cram it all in. So yeah, again, that's
mindset.
How should we call a non-spiritual business, like muggle businesses maybe?
<It's>,
I hope that's not offensive. I use this all the time.
I would call that coming from a space of lack, really. So that's a mindset issue.
Yeah.
So if you are getting
a
massive chunk of clients all coming to you at once, then that's a way for the universe to remind you that you need to set really strong boundaries for your energy, and that if those clients are really, really certain that they need you, then they will wait. You'll be able to pace them out and they'll wait. Otherwise, they're tapping into your desperation for income. And you're going to end up with desperate clients. Now, no one wants desperate clients when you're reading. Because
it's like attracts like, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. So it's not, and it's very easy to shift that mindset, all right? So you can do some work on it, and I would recommend that you journal on it and, you know, just pace yourself. It's really important to respect your own energy.
Yeah. So, well, if this is the reason why you cram in so many clients, Elizabeth, then here's some good advice for you. If not, if it's a different reason, then I'm hoping that this will wake some people up who are doing this for that reason because of that lack mindset.
If that's not the reason for her, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Maybe Karen can give you some ideas on how to handle something like this. Okay, we've got another one here from Janie, and I'm just going to bring it up on the screen because I'm just so techie. I can do that. I love it.
See, okay, my tech
so
support.
She says, yes. That's so good to hear these experiences. I've been sucked in by those big people. Always believe the spiritual works should come from the heart and not the pocket.
So important.
Yes and no.
Well, it does.
It should come from the heart.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that you need to just give. You know, like, I've spoken to a lot of people who just go, oh, you know, when I give healing, I get healing and I don't need any other compensation. If this is how you truly believe it works and it works for you, it makes you happy, it doesn't burn you out, then that's awesome. Do it that way.
Yeah.
But what I observed in the larger community is some people who go, no, I'm happy to do this for free. It's kind of this moral high ground, and they kind of poo-poo the people who want to charge for it. And again, that creates that confusion in, you know, anyone who is new to this, especially, you know, who who come into psychic development. They've done it for a couple of years. They're ready to go out and do something with it. And all of a sudden, oh, you know, why are you charging for this? This is, you know, a divine gift or what have you. So I know this is a little bit controversial, but that's true. I've observed this sort of behavior.
I get fiery on that topic too.
If anyone's watching who feels the same, you know, let us know. Let us know what your feelings about this is. Look, what are your thoughts, Kerry?
So the gift should always come from the heart, right? Don't have a problem with that whatsoever, because that's where it yeah. comes from. The energy center that you use for these things always comes mm-hmm. from the heart. But the issue that I feel yeah. is more related to what Janie's talking about is that they get so like, obviously prices will go up, like that happens. The bigger that they get, they have to be more exclusive, because that's just the way it kind of works in their business model. But what I think is it's really important that they're not putting together these courses just because of the money, right? That's a big difference.
Yeah.
And you can feel that the information that they're getting, that you get in that course, really doesn't feel like it comes from the heart. Like, they're two completely different things. If you give a course and it all comes from the heart, then it's wonderful, and you can feel that there's almost so much more value than what you've paid for. But when they're only doing it for the money, you can feel the difference in the course. You can really feel the difference. And, you know, I get really fiery on the whole divine gift business. That's
tell me more, or tell us more.
So, when it comes to
anyone
intuition,
watching, if you feel the same way, again, you know, let us know.
Let us know, right?
Conversation.
I've always said that our intuition is given to us, like we come here with it, right? It's just a matter of whether we tap into it. So I don't actually believe that, you know, it's only a few people have been tapped on the shoulder and gone, this is for you. Because we're all the same. We're all entitled to everything. And we are all born with it. It's just some of us choose not to listen. And that's okay. Like, that is their journey for this lifetime. And if they are meant to open up, they will open up. But if they're not meant to open up, then that's okay. That's what their journey is this time. But every single one of us are born with it, which is why we hear so much about kids seeing spirits and talking to people in hallways and, you know, laughing at the corner because they're there and all the adults are going, what's going on?
There's an
on
idea
there?
For another show.
That's right. That's a whole nother issue altogether, right? But, you know, that's what it's all about. They don't have any filters, and we're the ones who impose those filters on those children as they grow up. We call them crazy because we think, you know, we're off the cuff in the middle of doing the washing up or whatever it is. You go, stop laughing at the corner, you crazy kid. And, you know, over those years, that starts to get them to shut that down. And then it becomes our choice as to whether we reopen it up. So I don't believe these things are divine gifts. I do believe that we all have this skill. It's our choice as to whether we want to activate it.
Yeah, and just imagine, like, as grown-ups, I can totally relate to this because my psychic development didn't start until 2006. I'm not one of those people who goes, you know, I've been doing readings since I was 3 years old. I am not one of those people, okay?
I may have, but it was like, or, you know, writing.
Yeah, you know, and it's not even like, oh, my mum was a psychic and my grandma was a psychic and my grandma's grandma was a psychic. No, none of that. But just imagine, and this is like more your arena, Kerry, at the moment,
yes.
is that if we didn't have that conditioning, that suppression of our intuition and our psychic capabilities as kids and as we were growing up, then we would have adults who are completely capable of tapping into their intuition at will, at any time, whether that is regarding their own personal lives, whether it's for spiritual development or whether it's for business even.
Yeah.
So
can you imagine
I think this is where you come in, where you lead people through that, opening it up and using it for their business. Because, yeah, it's okay to use it for business, isn't it? It doesn't just have to be in service of other people,
Absolutely
our
not.
intuition. It can be in service of ourselves.
Well, ultimately, the first place we should be using it is for ourselves. You know, we should be deciding, you know, if this is our path, that comes from our own intuition. It doesn't come from anyone else. That's something that we have to tap in and work out for ourselves if this is our purpose. So our intuition should always start with ourselves, even though that's the hardest starting point. Because when you do it for yourself, you know, there's so much belief systems and conditioning that we have to, you know, put up with to kind of really get around before we can get to the real core of the intuition guidance, right? And but what we find is that when we do it for other people, it comes so much easier because we don't have their beliefs in the way, right? So it's so much easier just to give everything that we get and tap in really easily. And imagine what the world would be like if we were all that way. Like, oh my God, we'd probably never talk. Like, we'd just all stare at each other and go, yeah, I get it. Yeah, totally got it.
Decision making would be so much easier. And instead of, you know, letting other people make decisions for us and tell us what we need, we would just know. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, it would. It'd be so much easier. And we get to the point where, you know, we wouldn't have to, you know, wouldn't have any worries anymore because we'd just be totally present. So, you know, worry only comes from when you're focusing on the future or the past. And if we were totally present because we were using our and tuned into our intuition, which is how you get the best guidance when you're totally present, we wouldn't be stressed or worried about anything because we'd know and we just have faith that everything
You would just know that you make a decision, you would just know that it's the right one. You wouldn't have to second guess yourself.
No, you wouldn't second guess it. And regardless of if everyone else said you were crazy, because that's common, you know, you'd know that even if it was supposed to be a mistake, it was supposed to be a mistake for you to learn something. So you'd still trust it anyway. So it's never really a mistake.
We've got some comments here. I'll just read those out. We'll respond and then we'll wrap it up for today. I think we've gone way over time.
I know.
We were aiming for like, oh, we'll just do this for 15, 20 minutes. Well, 41 minutes in. I'm just enjoying myself. How about you, Karen?
Oh, this is so much fun. I'm loving everyone's comments.
Okay.
It makes it so much easier.
Yeah. Elizabeth is saying, she was one who said, she crammed lots of meetings in. So she goes, I'm just going to put it on screen so you guys can see. Okay, so I've done the cramming thing and I learned not to. Now I limit to 2 or 3 a day. I still feel so drained. I think I need better energy hygiene. Yeah. Psychic hygiene is important.
Yes. You can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
Grounding, meditation.
I don't do any psychic work, but when I've got a couple of clients during the day, like one after the other, like after 3 people, I'm done. Because it's just the constant, you know, being present and being there.
Yes.
It's not just the energy that you expend. Expend. But it's the fact that you have to be present. You have to be present for the people that you're working with. Yeah. And I'm this is not psychic reading clients I'm talking about. This is content strategy clients, you know. So, and what else have we got? Okay, Billy Joe is saying, sometimes I'll need some money, but I don't offer a reading because I'm worried about doing it from a need of money, even though I would obviously give a reading from the heart. Oh, that's a good one. What do you say, Kerry?
That is a good one. Okay, so what I usually would do in that particular case is I would meditate and set the intention of what I needed the money for. So if it was because, you know, you got your phone bill or something come in, I would meditate and set the intention for the universe to send me the details on what I need to make that happen, right? So put that opportunity in front of me. And if all of a sudden you feel absolute gratitude from the universe, if you feel that space and you go into that space, you can offer a reading. And if you're worried about it being, you need to be in the right space, right? So don't put a post out there and offer a reading when you're in that energetic feeling of desperation. That's when it won't feel like it's coming from the right space, and they're not going to see it anyway, because if you're in that energy space, they're not going to see your post. So make sure that you go into meditation, get yourself in that space of gratitude, and then put your post out and just go and send it to the universe and give the worries to the universe and go, I know that if this is the way that I'm meant to pay that bill, then you will deliver that way, and if not, you will deliver it another way. Right? And take the absolute stress out.
It's of course taking that opportunity, and the fact that you have the skills to do a reading is an opportunity.
Yes.
So it's just the shift around it.
Yes.
I think that mind shift, that it's okay to charge and be paid and be paid your worth.
Yeah.
And this is, again, it's a whole other can of worms, and for another show, I think we could just talk all day about stuff. All right. So Elizabeth says, thanks for the advice. You're most welcome, Elizabeth. Come again.
We'll be here next time, next week.
Yeah, we'll be here all week. Those of you watching the replay, Billy Joe says, yep, sounds good. Thanks, lovely ladies. You're welcome, Billy Joe.
Yay, thanks, Billy.
Yeah. For those of you watching the replay, feel free to comment, ask questions, get in touch with us on our pages. If you have any questions, if you need any help, we do offer free as well as paid services. Where can people reach you, Kerry, apart from your page?
Apart from my page, well, I do have a website as well, so which is kerrymcgillivray.com.au, so they can reach me there as well, but probably best to find me on my page, because every other link that they can get me on is all there.
Yeah, awesome. You can all reach me on Facebook under Andrea Cowdy. And there's the page has a really long name. I think it was something like intuitive and holistic, content strategist or something like that. I don't know. Maybe, I just changed it recently.
Maybe we'll pop the links down in the comments so they can find us.
I'll put the links in the comments as well. And if you have any topics that you want us to discuss from both my and Kerry's perspective, feel free to pop that in the comments as well, and we'll put that on the topics list to discuss as well. So, yeah, awesome. We had a really great turnout. Janie says, thanks, ladies, great comments. I do believe in the intent behind the work. For example, being paid your worth. Excellent. Very good. That's good to hear, Janie. And we look forward to seeing you as well next time.
Can't wait to see you all next time.
Yeah, all right, lovely viewers. Thank you very much for watching and commenting and liking and all that. Please feel free to share the replay with your friends wherever you want. I'll hit the end broadcast button now, I think.
Bye.
You guys have a great day.
Bye. We'll be right back.